Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Speaking of great, our very own Dan Orlovsky joins the show right now. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, boss. It's good to be back from Vegas, so back into the normal time zone. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, very well. Speaking of doing well, do you think the Jets did as well as everybody's making it out to be?
Oh, absolutely. Not only did they upgrade their talent, Michael, but like they upgraded talent with the ideal role or vision of that role. You know, Sauce Gardner is very much so going to play Richard Sherman's role in Robert Saleh, you know, Seattle defense years ago that he learned under. I think they'll play him to the field. You know, just a little context. I'm not saying this guy's going to be as Richard Sherman, as good as him. We'll find out. But I remember the first time that we were getting ready to go on the road to play against Seattle. And I was watching a film on Richard Sherman. Okay, they only play cover three and man coverage, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, this dude's not that good. We're going to absolutely eat him up. We put a shorter receiver on him, make a couple moves at the line of scrimmage, we'll crush him. That didn't happen because the length that those guys have on the perimeter, the reason you put them to the field is it allows their length to be more of a strength, and it's a longer throw, right? And so the rush gets home a little bit earlier. So I think that's the role for them, or for Sauce Gardner. Garrett Wilson, I think, becomes Zach Wilson's Stephon Diggs. You know, when Josh Allen took that massive leap in year, you know, the second half of year two, with the acquisition and comfort of a Stephon Diggs. And I think that's what Garrett Wilson will bring to Zach Wilson. Jermaine Johnson, I'm not going to pretend to be a D-end expert, but people say he's got the best hands in the draft. And then I like Breece Hall, just as the turnaround and hand it off to him, 25 carry a game back. I think they did a very good job.
Now, getting back to Sauce, we had Joe Douglas on, and he certainly is going to answer this question, but if Sauce was taken by Houston at 3, what do you think they would have done? Would they have went with Stingley?
I do not think they would have went with Stingley, just because I don't know if Stingley's like the ideal schematic fit guy, you know, and that doesn't make him a lesser player. My guess would be if they went Sauce at 3, Garrett Wilson would have gone at 4.
Interesting. Now, the Giants are getting accolades, too, for their draft. But are they any better in that division, or do the other teams get better?
Well, they're definitely better in the division, but that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters for the Giants this year, I guess two things, would be clear cap space and get better foundational talent and try to, as well as you can, get a feel for what they're going to do with Daniel Jones. You know, I kind of talked about this last week in NFL Live. The reason why I love the Thibodeau and Neal selection so much are when the Giants went on their runs and played really good football with Eli, it was the line of scrimmage. And it was Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan and OCU Minura. Now they have Leonard Williams and Ojulari and Kayvon Thibodeau. Now, Thibodeau's got to be phenomenal. With his personality, we had him on set. He's a loud personality, which I love. Great for him. He better be good. He better be pretty darn good, or that city will eat you up. And then, you know, their offensive line was Sean O'Hara and David Deal and Chris Knee. And now they've got an Andrew Thomas at left tackle and an Evan Neal at right tackle. And those are big, big deals. Those guys got to be good. They got to pan out, but to do it that disciplined way, I think is great. The interesting pick for me is Wandale Robinson. Like, I called a couple Kentucky games. He's very Percy Harvin-ish. He's very Kadarius Toney. And it'll be interesting if that draft selection has any impact on Tony's future on the team.
I want to get back to Thibodeau for a second. Not his skill set, because as you said, you got to perform. That's the way it is in New York. But it seemed like a lot of teams were shying away from him because of his attitude. Not that it was bad, but it's flamboyant. He's out there, which means he can bust bigger because of that reason. But is that a reason not to draft somebody if you like all of his skills? Have we gotten to that point where personality could actually be a negative, especially in New York?
Oh, of course. I mean, we're watching it play out with the quarterback that went number one in the NFL draft 4 years ago. Now, maybe his talent is part of that conversation, but Baker's not on a team because his abrasive personality. But I think the personality thing is this. Jim Caldwell, longtime NFL coach, used to always say to us, I don't have a problem if you have an ego. I have a problem if you have an ego problem. And if Thibodeau goes into the league and has an ego, that's fine. As long as that ego doesn't create problems for him or his teammates, his football team, the organization, his performance, then you're okay. But once that starts to become, and there's a saying, you guys have probably heard it before in the NFL, you either go into the league humble or it will humble you. And, you can have an ego and still be, you know, humble and hungry. I think that he's got to go out and still be his own true self, but realize, dude, this is big boys, and no player cares how cool you think you are. You have to go perform on Sundays, because if you don't, you're impacting their own individual future.
Dan, I'm sorry, Michael.
No, you go.
Dan, I was just going to ask you about your overall thoughts on the quarterbacks, how things played out for the quarterbacks, Pickett to Pittsburgh, the fit there, and also, is there anyone else who jumps out at you who is drafted who makes you go, hey, you know what, I think this kid could actually make an impact on the team they were drafted to?
Yeah, I think all the quarterbacks went to good spots and ideal spots. Everybody probably but Pickett wanted to go higher. Kenny Pickett to Pittsburgh, I would say this. Very similar player to Mitchell Trubisky. Strengths, their athleticism elevates their ability as a player. They throw best outside of the pocket. Mechanically, they're flawed in average accuracy. Kenny's probably a little bit more accurate. So Pittsburgh's super talented skill position players, but if Kenny Pickett doesn't get rid of the sporadic piece that he has in the pocket, he's going to end up like Mitchell Trubisky. Malik Willis has got to sit for at least 2 years. That's a good situation in Tennessee. That scheme is built around quarterback movement. They have Ryan Tannehill there that can play and win, and their coach and head coach and general manager do not have to win to save their job, so they will not force him on the field. Desmond Ridder in Atlanta is the perfect scheme fit, play action based. It'll promote his creativity and athleticism more, which I think needs to be a part of his game, but they will be at the very top of the list of quarterback needy teams unless he, you know, is eye popping this year if he gets on the field. I think Sam Howell in Washington's intriguing because super talented player that played against behind a terrible offensive line, throws a beautiful deep ball, and a really good athlete. Got to get better at the chunk throws. There's no quarterback in this past draft class that you're sitting there going, keep an eye out for him. We didn't talk about it enough about him. The only guy that I think has special, if he peaks, is Malik Willis.
Now, you mentioned Mayfield before. Has the music stopped and there's no chair for him? Is there a possibility that the Browns don't even trade him and just keep him as a backup, or will they release him?
Well, I don't think you can have him in your locker room. They signed Jacoby Brissett to be their backup. The unknown, Michael, is what happens if Deshaun Watson gets a 12-game suspension?
Right.
Or a 17-game suspension. So does Cleveland go into the season with just Jacoby Brissett? I still don't believe that you could turn back to Baker Mayfield in that moment. I just don't. If you cut him, you got to pay him his whole salary. And that's why I've been adamant. Someone is going to take a fifth-round pick, give it to Cleveland, and say, pay him $14 million, and we'll pay him $4 and we'll wash our hands of this. I'm surprised that didn't happen. You're hearing reports that players don't want to play with them, specifically in Carolina. I'm at a loss to believe that a guy that was a top 10 player 2 years ago can't find a football team to go be a part of. I'm shocked by that.
How about Garoppolo? Where does he end up? Or do they keep him and keep the kid behind him for another year?
I think they'll keep him. I will tell you this, the conversations that I've had from people that I trust, they think that Trey Lance needs another year. Whether I agree with that or not, that's what they believe. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's hard. If you were the owner of a billion-dollar company and the most important or the second most important person within your company is suffering from some form of hindrance to do their job, and you won't know if they're capable of doing it until it's the most important time. So Jimmy Garoppolo has his shoulder surgery. And the most important time is September to January. And you don't know if he's going to be able to do his job then. Would you trade something for him and pay a lot of money to him to do it? Or would you say, you know, the risk analysis doesn't make sense for us? So unless some starter goes down in training camp, which with the reduced amount of snaps and less game, I think is probably minimal. I probably would bank on him being the San Francisco starter for one more year.
All right, how do you think it works out with Samuel in San Francisco?
I think Debo stays. I mean, think about it like this. If you're trading for Debo Samuel right now, draft is done. Why? If you're San Francisco, let's just play like the easy game. I want him in the AFC. Well, the New York Jets are going to offer you their first-round pick in 2023. And initially, you might say, well, the Jets are going to stink. Cool. We'll get the 12th pick of the draft. What happens if the Jets go 13-4? You've then given up Debo Samuel for the 28th pick of the draft. That's why the unknown of what a team actually is going to be for future first-round picks, that's why the Rams did what they did. It's the reverse. They knew they were going to be good. Here, take the 30th pick of the draft. We don't even want him. And that's why I think that the 49ers will probably keep him, because it'll be tough to gauge what the true value for him is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Peter, you want to finish this off with Dan?
I mean, Dan, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Your horrifying tweet from last week about bagels. Now, your attack on cream cheese, does that come from a place of fear? Have you spent time having bagels with cream cheese? Or do you just have no operative taste buds?
I don't fear anything but my wife using my credit card and scary movies. So it is not a fear of cream cheese. I think cream cheese is stupid. I do. Like, every time I open a package of cream cheese, it feels like I'm opening up a watered-down package of old Play-Doh.
So you're getting, so just for the record though, you're getting trash cream cheese. Do you ever buy whipped cream cheese?
Do I come across as the guy that's buying whipped cream cheese?
Well, apparently not, because you'd have good taste if you did. You got to get some whipped cream cheese and spread it on a bagel, put some tomato on it, and have a bagel with some real flavor. Michael K is on your side with the butter toast, the butter bagel. Only Michael, you don't want Michael K on your side
in
the
food
argument.
Yes, you do, Dan. Dan, you do.
You don't.
Michael K seems like a foxhole kind of guy. No matter what the situation, I just want him with me. Also, I don't like tomatoes. So
me neither.
You just made a bad-tasting thing taste worse by adding that into it.
What about you ever have you ever tried like a nice sesame bagel with tuna salad?
No, I'm not 11 years old.
You know what?
Wait a minute.
You know what?
That's the worst take of all.
You know what? Maybe bagels just aren't for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you just should. Because if you're just going to have a bagel with butter, just get a piece of white toast.
But
you can get white bread.
A bagel hits different than white toast. I'm just a bagel with butter guy.
Yeah. If you toast a bagel at the appropriate toasting, which is like just that golden brown, and you put butter on it, don't spread it till it starts to melt, and then spread it. And it's a good New York bagel or East Coast bagel.
Yeah, you would know a good New York bagel if it was in your mouth right now.
Oh, my goodness. This is
come on, Dan. You can't say good New York bagel and then you only have butter on a bagel. You know what? I'm going to take you somewhere. You say you're not scared of anything, so I won't put tomato on it, but I'm going to get you a proper bagel with cream cheese and see what you say.
He doesn't like cream cheese.
If cream cheese was so good, we wouldn't have 97 flavors and them trying to create all these different flavors. You want to know why Oreos are amazing? Because we leave them as Oreos. We just leave them as Oreos.
There's mint Oreos.
No, there's a lot of different Oreos. You got to take that back.
But for the most part, they're going with what got them there. He's right. He's making great.
I mean, this is such a Michael take.
There's a lemon Oreo that is just exquisite. But I just took exception to the whole, like, I'm not a child with the tuna. I have tuna on a bagel like three times a week, and I'm 54.
But you are childlike, John.
I'm sorry.
Am I right?
What'd
you say? I mean, you're childlike, Don.
I guess.
Yeah, I tuna fish. I ate tuna fish as a child, yes, but I don't eat tuna fish as an adult. No.
You're above a lot of stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, he's a great man. I love him.
Dan, just listen. I'm not going to show up to get up one day and start talking about how to throw a football. You just leave the bagels to me, okay? Because this, what you're saying, the no tuna, the no cream cheese, just don't eat bagels.
I just want everyone listening to hear what you just said. You, Peter Rosenberg, member of a sports talk show, said
correct.
You will not talk about how people should play sports?
I will not tell someone how to throw a football. I can tell you who I enjoy throwing a football, who I believe does it well. And that's what you should have said, Dan. You should have said, I like a bagel with butter. The part that offended me is when you said cream cheese has no place near a bagel. That was the bridge too far, Dan.
I think it was perfect, Dan.
I believe that more people would agree with me than you.
No, that's not true. Take that back, Dan. Take it back.
Dan, thank you for coming on and fighting with Peter. I love it.
Where do we stand on margarine? Is that okay?
Margarine? Nobody eats margarine anymore. It's unhealthy.
See, when I was a kid, Don, thank you, Dan. When I was a kid, Don, I literally only had margarine.
That's all I had.
My mom would not. Real butter was like a rumor. I'd only heard of real butter. I never saw it in my life.
We lose Dan.
Yeah, I think he hung up. Anyway, we're going to come back. I have a little bit of a Broadway show review, and then we have ENN after that. It's Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, no longer Orlovsky, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.